All right, and we are going to bring to order our March 6th and 7th, 2025 Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting. Welcome to everybody that is able to be with us. We're coming to you from here, our state capital, the Ramkota. And for those of you joining us online, we appreciate that you're with us there as well. One of the first things that we always have to do is to read the conflict of interest disclosure. As the chair, I am required to read this at the beginning of every commission meeting, so I will do that now. Now's the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclosure an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. And if you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the contract is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. With that, do we have any commissioners that feel they may have a conflict of interest from today's agenda? Seeing none, very good. We will move on. Approval of previous meeting minutes. Those have been made available not only to the commission but to the public on our Game Fish and Parks website. Do we have any questions or comments or concerns with the minutes from our previous meeting, which took place in January? Seeing none, we do need a motion to approve those minutes. So moved by Commissioner Beast, seconded by Commissioner Bartling. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, those minutes are approved. Additional commissioner salary days. Throughout the year, commissioners sometimes will travel on behalf of the commission to be a liaison for the department and engage with other entities and individuals across the state. We do have some additional commissioner salary days. Both Commissioner White and Commissioner Bartling have commissioner days, including myself. Commissioner Bartling, we sometimes like to have our commissioners share some of the work that they were doing. If you could, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Commissioner Bartling. Yes, I did attend meetings in Pierre, and I apologize, I don't have the correct dates in front of me. I know on the 27th of February I was there for our reappointment by the governor, yep, to the commission, and a week before that I attended to testify in appropriations on a couple bills, which turned out that I did not have to make testimony, but I did arrive in Pierre should I be needed. So
very good. And I know Commissioner White had the same days as
yes,
well.
Yes, he did.
Very good. Myself, I traveled on January 28th to Huron, and I met with one of the members of our South Dakota Lakes and Streams discussing AIS issues moving forward with the department. With that, we do have to approve those salary days, so I do need a motion and a second. Moved by Commissioner Locken, seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Those additional commissioner salary days are approved. And now we will move to informational items. It's number 4 on our agenda. I believe we have some new staff that will be introduced today.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and Commissioners. Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. It's my pleasure to come before you here to start the meeting off today with a couple of introductions of new staff to the Wildlife Division. First, I've got two staff that are on virtually and one in person, so I'm going to do the introduce the first, the two staff that are joining virtually, and then we'll do the last one. So if I can, Brant Hillman. Brant is a resource biologist out at one of our fish hatcheries at Cleghorn Springs Hatchery. Brant, I believe, should be joining us as well. We're excited to have Brant on the team. He was hired to fill our vacant resource biologist position. He started right at the beginning of February. Brant's originally from the state of Ohio and is a recent graduate of Purdue University. And at the time of his time at Purdue University, has gained some valuable experience in aquaculture. So is a great fit to join our team out at the Cleghorn Springs Fish Hatchery, and we're excited to have Brant on the team. So please join me in welcoming Brant to our hatchery crew out at Cleghorn. The next staff I'd like to introduce is Jessica Spicer out at our Rapid City office. She is a wildlife biologist in our wildlife diversity program. She has a bachelor's degree from the University of South Dakota in biodiversity and conservation, and she has a master's degree from South Dakota State University in wildlife fishery sciences. And her project at SDSU was looking at river otters and habitat use in an agricultural landscape in eastern South Dakota. So we have another staff member that has some valuable river otter experience through educational avenues. She has a lot of brings a lot of work experience to our agency, and one that I'd just like to point out, she actually was a GFMP wildlife technician under many projects, both on deer capture and monitoring, various surveys that we do in our agency, CWD testing, trail camera surveys, monitoring of many populations, vegetation, grassland bird surveys. So she brings a plethora of some valuable experience to our agency. She has volunteered at bighorn sheep captures. She at SDSU actually taught mammalogy lab classes, habitat conservation and management, and natural resource management techniques. So she brings a wide diversity of experience to our agency. And again, I'd like to welcome Jessica Spicer out at our Rapid City office, a wildlife biologist in our wildlife diversity program. And the last introduction I'd like to make is Shandy Chrysler, and I believe Shandy did make it. There she is, if you'd stand up. Shandy was just recently hired on as our senior secretary out at the Fort Pier office. We're really excited to have her on staff. The Fort Pier office also houses our licensing office, so we do get a lot of walk-in traffic and a lot of questions that come to that particular office, and we're excited to have Shandy there as part of the team. She actually comes to us with a Bachelor of History. They moved here, her and her family, her husband and three children, and their lab came to us from Springfield, Illinois about 4 years ago. The family enjoys outdoor activities, hiking is one of their favorites, and spending time along water. And like Shandy, I share a similar experience of we spend a lot of time traveling with our kids in sporting activities. So one of her favorite things to do in her pastime. But please join me in welcoming Shandy to the team as well of Game Fish and Parks. Again, our senior secretary out at our Fort Pier office. And we're excited to have Shandy on board as well. So, Madam Chair, those are the three new staff members from the Wildlife Division. I will turn it over to Director Van Meteren for Parks.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. Like Tom, I have two new employees that I want to introduce you to today. So Jeff Emmer, Director of Parks and Recreation. The first is Paxton Steen. He's up on the screen there. Paxton is our newest park maintenance technician at Fort Sisseton State Park. Previously starting work at the fort, he worked in the Pierpont and Bristol area on the family farm and for Agtegra. In 2016, Paxton was a seasonal at Oakwood State Park, and in 2018, Paxton was the intern at Fort Sisseton. He also served in the U.S. Army from 2012 through 2015. His hometown is Hartford, South Dakota. He is a graduate of Northern State University with a Bachelor of Arts in History, which is a good place to work at Fort Sisseton if you have a history major. When he applied for the position, he stated he got his position. If he got this position, it would be his dream job. So Paxton is married to Jessica. They have two children. They recently purchased a house in Bristol area. He enjoys hunting, fishing, and spending time with his family and the family dog. We want to welcome Paxton Steen and family to Game Fish and Parks. And we're excited to have you up there at the fort with your history, love, and major, Paxton. Next is Todd Novotny. Not sure if Todd's on here or not. Yep, there he is. Okay. Todd was going to join us in person today, but The wind isn't blowing today, and it's not raining, so we got a lot of work to do in parks. So he's out in the park working right now. Todd is our newest park maintenance technician at Spring Creek Recreation Area. Todd comes to us from a previous life as owner-operator of Novotny Angus in Winter, South Dakota. Todd and his wife Heidi, along with their six daughters, yes, six, decided on a life change and moved to Pierre in June of 2024. Heidi also works for the state and is employed in Pierre. Todd and Heidi enjoy camping and hunting, but most importantly, spending time with their children. We want to welcome Todd Novotny as well to the family of team of GFP. That's all I have.
Very good. Thank you. And Secretary, I understand you also have someone?
I do. Thank you, Madam Chair. Kevin Roblin here, Secretary of Game, Fish, and Parks. I want to introduce Gail Buss to the team GF&P. Gail is our new executive assistant. She's sitting right over there. Gail, can you stand up and say hello to everyone? Thank you. Gail is originally from Winter. She grew up on a family farm and ranch in Winter, has three children, very active in sports. They're all now, I think, over the age of 18, so they're out of the house. Her husband works down in the Lyman County School District down by Presho. They have a family pet. She loves to be outdoors, still does a little farming and ranching with her brother, and we're really excited to have her on the team. She came from the medical field, actually, was an assistant there for many, many years out in Rapid City and some other places, so very fortunate to have Gail, and she started in January in the middle of session, the busiest time of year, so she hit the ground running, so she's been doing a great job. Thank you, Gail, for being here.
All right, very good. Thank you, Secretary, and welcome to Brent, Shandy, Jess, Paxton, Todd, and Gail. Good luck to all of you in your new endeavors with Team GF&P.